I'm Holly. I'm a business strategist who loves a good plan and flowchart and is crazy passionate about teaching women like you how to build your dream job and scale to six figures and beyond without sacrificing your weekends and priorities. I believe strongly to my core that you can create a routine you love with the right strategy, product suite, aka what you are actually selling, and simple systems to create a lifestyle that works and a business that scales without burnout. Because here's the thing, it's not just about managing your time. It's about embracing that time freedom and really working on unlocking that freedom together so that you can do more of what you love. After 22 years in corporate strategy, working for Fortune 500 companies, I ditched the office to build a now seven-figure business with my husband full-time. And P.S., we did it in less than 2 years during the pandemic with twins. Oh my goodness. My goal here is to provide you with unfiltered insights into behind the scenes of entrepreneurship. What works, what doesn't. Practical tips you can implement right now, as in right after listening. I want you to consider this podcast your online business MBA delivered directly to your inbox, intertwined with the realities of being a working mom, exploring life, and the invaluable lessons learned along the way. Think of the Crush the Rush podcast as your weekly one-stop shop for actionable business planning, guiding you on the next steps and explaining the why, the really important things behind each move. We'll keep you motivated and uplifted as you learn from some of the industry's best experts. So grab your sparkly beverage, I'm sipping on a chai tea, and get ready to learn to do less better. Let's scale your dream business and finally have the freedom to focus more on what you love. This is the Crush the Rush podcast. I am super excited to announce that the next cohort of the Collective Mastermind is officially kicking off. And the best part is we gave it a makeover. So the new 9-month mastermind is nothing like you have ever experienced before. Because as we say, a life priorities focused business is the fastest way to multi six figures. And I'm going to teach you exactly how. So if you aren't familiar with our mastermind, we combine strategy and mindset and then layer on our sought after community and toolkit. But let's just get real for a second. So in today's business and economy, you have to continue to grow and pivot or you're going to be left behind, period. What makes this different? I have only run my business in a pandemic, a recession, or whatever you want to call our current state. We now have a full team and I have retired myself and my husband in less than 3 years. And in the last 15 months, we have crossed the 500,000 mark in revenue. And I did most of this while working full time. I am not saying this just to throw out numbers. I am saying this to show you that it is possible. This mastermind is not cookie cutter. It is not one size fits all. I actually adapt to you and your goals and provide you with the structure and accountability to scale. And my ultimate goal, again, let's just be real, is for you to make your investment back and more. And like other masterminds, if you happen to have mastermind trauma, you actually get access to me directly. As in, I am right here building it with you. You get the power of the group, but the benefit of the one-on-one. So this is a perfect fit for you if you have started a business and are ready to scale to multi six figure and seven figures. You are ready to buy back your time and energy. You want to expand your team in a way that makes sense for you and saves time. You are ready to have consistent 10K, 20K, 30K months and beyond. And you are really ready to step into that true CEO role. It is time to pivot. It is time to be a part of a community to support you with the expansion, alignment, and profit that you want to make in your business. So I'm going to make this super, super, super easy because my goal is to help you do less better and make more money. Who doesn't want that? Just DM me mastermind and I'll share you the next steps and how to apply. You can also grab the link in the show notes or go to hollymurrayhaines.com/crushtherushcollective. And yes, in case you were curious, all of our famous retreats are included and they also got a makeover too. So just DM me mastermind and I will share the next steps with you, or you can go to hollymurrayhaines.com/crushtherushcollective. I am so excited to introduce you to Throwback Thursdays. You know we love a good theme around here. They say work smarter, not harder. So in this crazy space where we have almost 400 jam-packed episodes, I thought, let's bring back the ones that can help you more now. These episodes are our top ranked, most listened to, or to be honest, some of my favorites that we think will help you even more now. Because you never know. With anything, we listen to a podcast and you take notes and you might be like, yes, this is a great idea. And then life happens and you forget. So every Thursday, we're bringing back the best, most actionable podcast episodes inside our Crush the Rest library so you can get even better results. I'm so excited about this. I kind of feel like it's like flare jeans that have been in your closet for a decade and now they're making a comeback. I love a good flare and I know you're going to love these episodes too. Make sure to listen to all of our upcoming throwback episodes every Thursday and tag me on Instagram stories, Z Holly Marie Haynes, and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. On this episode of the Crush the Rush podcast, I am recapping what I have learned in the last 6 months after retiring from my 22-year corporate career. Now, this episode is really, really special because one, every time I say that, I literally just can't believe it. But if you are new here, I started my business in January of 2020, insert before the pandemic was a thing. And in true Holly fashion, I gave myself a 1-year challenge to make it come to life. I like checklists. I like challenges. I'm like, if I'm going to do it, this is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to try it. If it doesn't work, I'm going to be done. So I hired a coach with no business income, mind you, and then decided that the first step I was going to take in building a business was to launch a podcast. So the rest is history. But I did do a more detailed recap on how I decided to eventually leave my job in episode 176, if you are interested. But today I thought it would be fun to share a few lessons learned as we turn the corner as a family, as full-time business owners. So my husband actually helps me in the business and is also a realtor. So our livelihood financially is pretty much all dependent on us. But the freedom it has brought has been nothing that I could have ever imagined. So I thought it was just, you know, super insightful to share what we have learned and how you might be able to apply it to what you're going through as well. So lesson number one is to choose faith over fear. Now, I share this because I vividly remember the first Monday in January that the girls were back in school and that I did not have my corporate job. Like I had visualized and pictured this days for months. But instead of being like really exciting and fun and all the things I imagined, it felt awkward and weird and super uncomfortable. And if I'm being really honest, it's January in Ohio, so it's like dreary and cold. And I was like, this is not what I expected. And so it took me almost a full quarter to get into the groove of owning my own schedule every day. And for me, that was like very scary because I was used to having the entire day pretty much planned for me, right? Like I drove to work. I worked all day. I drove home. We made dinner. I worked for a little bit. I went to bed. Like everything was programmed. So I had to reteach myself that I didn't have to conform to the 9-to-5 window. And so it was almost like I was reprogramming my brain over the last 20 years. So the first few days I would wake up and feel like I had to work nonstop because I was programmed to think that hard work meant more income. And I literally had to prove to myself that focused intention would get me so much further. And P.S., I didn't leave my job so that I could sit in front of the computer all day. So I really had to train my brain that it was okay to have white space and downtime. And the things that I talk about all the time, I had to repeat to myself and make sure that I was practicing what I preached. And we also made a few business decisions as a family at the beginning. So that was reinvesting some of our income on the back end systems, hiring a team, hiring coaches. And this was really scary because while getting help felt good, it also felt really selfish because I kept thinking, well, I should be giving this money back to our family. But I had, going back to my lesson number one, to have faith in the flow of investing and truly reset my money mindset. So I'm not kidding. I woke up for the first 3 to 4 months listening to money mantras and trusting that the outflow of money to build our business would bring an inflow back in. And if you have worked with me or in any of our communities, my number one resource for doing this is the book, You Are a Badass Financially. I think that's what it's called. It's something financially. You Are a Badass Financially by Jen Sincero. I listen to it on Audible like 3 times a year. I literally listened to it on repeat because it was so uncomfortable for me. So long story short, you have to believe in what you're doing and why you are doing it, despite how awkward it feels and despite what you have been programmed to do in the past. So knowing that and changing your habit pattern takes time. That's lesson number one. Lesson number two is you can do more with less. So I know that I just said we hired a team and a coach and invested in outsourcing, but as a family, we chose the time freedom over other investments. So this meant taking a look at all those Amazon purchases, insert, yes, the delivery guy is at our front porch again, and realizing that I didn't need all the stuff. So we were really focusing on trying to simplify things as a family from a spending perspective. So I truly feel that this is something you can do both personally and for your business. So we looked for ways to stretch our income further and brainstorm ways to create multiple streams of income. And multiple streams of income is something that I'm super, super passionate about. I also did a podcast on this right after I left the corporate job, and it's episode 178. So I want you to ask yourself these questions. Do I really need this? Can this wait? How can I reuse what I have? And if you want to invest, pick one thing at a time. And I'll share a quick story because my best friend always makes fun of me because I love a hardcover book. Like, I like to write in them and highlight them and use fancy bookmarks. Like, that is my thing. But what if I just made one simple switch to getting the book at the library instead? So it's still hardcover. I can't obviously write on it, but considering I read 2 to 3 books a month, that's like over $500 instantly. One little switch. So another example is my kids don't need 12 water bottles and 800 Lego sets. I joke about this because every time we're at Target, they're like, oh, I want this like Lego Friends, blah, blah, blah. Or, hey, can we just get this extra water bottle? So in fact, they actually love sitting playing cards, currently are playing War, which is like the longest game ever, over stuff. And so I just have to remind them, like, you don't need the Lego, let's go play cards. Or, hey, let's clean out the water bottles because I'm pretty sure we already have 50 in our cabinet. So I think for us, the biggest lesson was to just slow down and look at what we were buying. So yes, I still love a good pair of Madwell jeans, but I just need one pair, considering most days I don't leave the house. Okay, maybe two, because you've got to have like capri and regular, but not 10. So we pared everything down. We cleaned everything out and got a good handle on what was coming in and what was coming out. And side note, every time I get organized in my personal life, it has a ridiculously positive effect on business. So I would encourage you to try it, which is number two, you can do more with less. How can you do more with less? What are you saying yes to? And how does that align with your financial goals? And most importantly, the biggest trick to this lesson is how are you tracking it? We track everything down to the penny, which if you're spending less, makes this exercise way more enjoyable. So that's lesson number two. Lesson number three is networking. So networking has hands down been the biggest growth tool in my business. Just listen to last week's pep talk. We did an entire episode on it. And right before this podcast, I just did a live coaching in our community all about networking and how it has benefited both me and the women that I am networking with. So when I left my corporate job, I left behind a 20 plus year network. So my LinkedIn profile, as an example, has over 5,000 connections, but they had no idea what my new business was. So I went all in on networking, and here's where I focused. One, how many people could I meet locally? So hint, if you have followed along, our retreat the last few weeks was here in Columbus, and I brought in business friends that are now local because that was my goal this year. We also met on social media. I didn't know they lived in Columbus. Now I know they do. So who can you connect with in person? And then how many people can you support? So I went into the year with the goal to help as many women as possible, whether it be from a client or coach perspective or promoting others. I always ask myself, and you can too, how many people can you support this week? How can you help promote other women in your same space? Because I truly believe that there is a place for all of us. So those are just some quick lessons as I sort of reflect on the last 6 months of what we've learned as a family, what has helped me the most, and honestly, just keeping things organized in our personal and business life. And I'll close with this. Life is too short not to live it. So one of my favorite quotes is by Tony Robbins, and he says, "The only impossible journey is the one you never begin." So yes, at the beginning of this, I had a good job. I didn't hate it, but I knew in my heart that I could do more. So my question for you is, are you holding yourself back? Are you too comfortable in your current role? Comfort is your biggest trap, and coming out of your comfort zone is your biggest challenge. So if you choose fear, or choose faith over fear, and lean into doing more with less, and make a point to be surrounded by powerful women, i.e. your network, who want to help you as much as you would want to help them. Imagine how that would feel. Faith over fear, do more with less, and surround yourself with the right people. Whatever your goals are, stepping out of your comfort zone and taking a leap of faith will take you further than you have ever imagined. And I think you can tell from what I have shared recently that it has already wildly exceeded my expectations. So my question for you this week is, what are your lessons learned over the last 6 months? Because I would love to hear them, and I would love to hear what you have learned. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Crush the Rush podcast. I honestly feel like this podcast is an extension of me and our community, and so I hope you come back and listen for more. If you're feeling inspired and ready to take action, there's actually some really amazing ways that you can stay connected with us. Number one, if you want to see this episode come to life with visuals and bonus behind the scenes, you can head over to our YouTube channel, which is at Holly Marie Haynes. We like to post some bonuses there, so I hope that you're excited to learn more about these topics. And then, as always, you can leave a review. Your feedback helps this show grow and reach more amazing listeners just like you. We've made it really, really easy. You can simply go to hollymariehaynes.com/podcast and click the review button. You can also find custom playlists and more to just say thank you and offer you another amazing way to give you some support. And then last but not least, if you have questions about today's episode or a topic that you would love to have covered in the future, you can just go to hollymariehaynes.com/chat. And it's me behind the scenes answering all the questions. You can text me, send me a video, leave me a message. It's super cool. And like I said, I hope that this podcast is just an extension of our relationship together. So remember that you are capable of achieving incredible things. Keep up the amazing work, and I can't wait to connect with you more. I am so grateful for you and the power of community that this podcast has created. It is just so amazing to be able to connect with all of you over the last couple of years, because we've actually had this podcast for almost 3 full years now. And because of that, I wanted to just get to know you better. So I would love it if you would head over to hollymariehaynes.com/chat and tell me what you think of this episode. You can text me, voice message me, send me a video, email me, and ask me anything. I'm a real human, and yes, it's me on the other end answering the messages. So I would love to know, like, what did you like about this episode? What would you like to hear more about? Did something resonate with you? Or maybe inside this episode, I gave you a keyword to learn more. If I did, you can just pop this keyword into the chat, and this is a way for us to connect and chat more. So just go to hollymariehaynes.com/chat, and I can't wait to hear from you.